This is our last reading for the term, but Writers at Work has one more reading 1 week from tonight in the Terrace Lounge in the Student Union. A fiction reading by Karen Brennan, Kit McElroy, and Pete Turchie. That's Wednesday the 23rd. And the Mosaic series has two more readings for this term. The 4th of June, the readers will be Charles Alexander, Emo Baird, Julian Gajewski, and in June, Gloria Myers, Frank Moran, and Evelyn Elster. You may have received an announcement of the Writing for Survival and Healing reading, sponsored next Tuesday night by the Rape Task Force. There's a fine article about this program in the Tucson Weekly today, and some of these announcements that will give you all the details of time and place have been left on the refreshment table in the hall. And if you need a reading fix after all of those, you know you can come to the Poetry Center and listen to the tapes. We make tape recordings of the readings, and it's wonderful to sit back there in that nice little room and hear the beautiful voices again. I think we've had a wonderful year, and this is such a great way for us to close it with this fine reading that we're going to have tonight with Sharon Olds. Sharon Olds' second book of poetry, The Dead and the Living, was the Lamont Poetry Selection from the Academy of American Poets for 1985. Her first book was Satan Says. Her work appears in Pushcart Poetry Anthologies, Norton Introduction to Poetry, such places as The New Yorker, The Atlantic Monthly, American Poetry Review, and many other magazines. Her honors include fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Guggenheim Foundation. She's currently living in New York City. Sharon Olds.